You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
AB, let's see you run. commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So AB went on her best friend's bachelorette party weekend this past weekend. So fun. Awesome things happened. But a couple of things that weren't so awesome. If you've ever broken a bone or gotten injured in the dumbest way possible, we'd love to hear your stories. We've all done stupid things in our life where you're like, that led to an injury. How did you get injured in the dumbest way possible? 855-444-6342. Maybe share it so AB feels less like an idiot. 855-444-MEGA. AB, tell everyone how you're an idiot.
Well, it started in the worst way possible. I wanted to film a TikTok.
If you get injured doing a TikTok, I'm sorry, you deserve it.
Yeah. So the thing is, though, the TikTok wasn't even elaborate. So nothing about it was cool. I wanted to film a TikTok, and basically all we had to do was run and hug each other. That's it. And it was we had to do it multiple times. So
you could have run and hug each other?
That's how I wasn't wearing shoes because we were on the beach. And at some point, I guess I just stubbed my toe on the person's foot in front of me. And I didn't think much of it. I was like,
Amy's so uncoordinated she couldn't run and hug somebody.
I mean, this just makes so much sense. Like when you texted that you broke your toe making a TikTok, I thought you were doing like a dance or a handstand or something.
Did you finish the TikTok with the broken
foot? We finished the TikTok. We just posted it on the Brett Mega Show's Instagram.
Okay, so if you want to see the TikTok that maybe... you don't know if it's broken or not. So we're trying to figure out if it's broken.
It's black! This is the deal. So I was like, oh, I just stubbed it. That sucks. That hurt pretty bad, but whatever. Normally when you stub your toe, it stops hurting after a couple minutes. It did not stop hurting all night. Like I felt it every single time I would walk. And then the next morning, I woke up to throbbing pain at like 6:30 in the morning, and it was purple.
Ooh.
So it has to be
broken.
It could
be sprained. Do we have any doctors? No,
badly
no doctors.
Bruised.
No doctors listen to the show.
I really want someone to look at a picture of my toe and tell me if it's broken.
Is anyone really good at Google that listens to the show? we want to know, did AB break her foot or toe? Take a look at this thing on our Instagram and let us know. And maybe ask her questions. Or if you've ever gotten injured or broken something in a dumb, dumb way. Like, I'm such an idiot. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I once thought I was Superman. I was a kid at the time. So I jumped off a cabinet. And apparently, I can't fly. And I hit the corner. And I was just gushing with blood. I still have a scar in the back of my head for that. My buddy tried to do a stage dive and nobody caught him, broke his foot.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't, if you're going to stage dive.
That's more embarrassing than me.
Yeah. I feel like I know who that is.
855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342 if you have an embarrassing injury. Take the commercial free route. It's the commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. AB is an idiot. I say that with all the love in the world. But she broke her foot. We think. We don't know. We're looking for a doctor to diagnose
it. My toe.
Your toe. Doing a TikTok. She's like, I would never break my foot. I clearly can do a TikTok.
If I broke my foot, I would suck it up and go to the doctor. But since it's my toe, I'm just hoping it heals
on its
own.
You're so tough.
I know. I know.
Though, Hannah looked at this thing going, let's see the TikTok. Because Hannah and AB, if you go to our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on Instagram, they do some like elaborate, crazy dances. So Hannah was like, well, let me see the TikTok that finally took AB down. And it's her like running like Baywatch style, like just slow running. Mm-hmm. And you give her friend a hug and she stubbed her toe.
I covered it up really well, though, because if you look at the TikTok, there's a bunch of different videos. And in one of them is where I broke it. But even I can't even tell which one it is. So see if you can tell.
All right.
This is so on brand for you, AB. Like anything even remotely athletic just breaks you.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, we worry about you just moving in general.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you actually had an idiot type of injury.
I had an idiot injury here in the studio. Got upset with a listener who just would not stop on the phone. And when I hung the phone up, I thought, man, I'm upset. I got to punch something. And I punched a chair.
Kevin Berghoff!
Yes, yes, what? Yes. I've since mellowed since then because when I punched this chair, I broke my hand.
Wow. This is yes. So teenage boy in his room.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, so, behavior. You know, wow. Yeah,
fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Don't fool me twice.
Hey, just so you know, listener, if you would have been messing with Kevin, he would have brought the thunder. He would have punched you so hard a broken hand would have happened. Yeah.
We just got a text in from Dr. Heather PT DBT.
Oh,
that
good.
Says,
we have a doctor that listens to the show?
Yeah, Dr. Heather just texted
she
in.
She sounds reliable.
And said, AB's toe is most definitely broken. Swelling and severe bruising within 24 hours of a finger or toe injury indicates a break.
Yeah.
There we go.
That would describe it.
Well, nice. Yep, it's been diagnosed officially.
Mm-hmm.
Sally, you got injured. How did you get injured in one of the most embarrassing ways possible?
Yes, this is so embarrassing. I was playing virtual reality.
Oh!
I was with my family.
I know.
And we were we had the whole thing, the vest, the headset, the ears. So your hands are both on controllers. We're in this arena. I'm with my family.
In this arena.
And we're taking on we're taking on these zombies, right? They're coming at us from every direction. And we go into this industrial building. We have to take this elevator up. It's so real because your vest vibrating and everywhere you look. So we have taken on these zombies and we turn around. We've got them. We're going to go down the elevator. And it's like has no walls because it's an industrial one. I went to take a step and I guess I was stepping out of the arena, which is only like an inch down, but I didn't know. And I stumbled and I dislocated my little baby finger. It was heading the other direction.
No!
Sally making it sound like she actually killed these zombies.
Yeah.
Like, I was in this industrial area, you know?
Right.
I stepped off the elevator.
She sounds cool. No, I do not.
No. Sally, you were in a blank room with no walls and you stepped one inch. That's the real story. And you took
out the
pinky.
That's the real story. Yeah, it's really embarrassing. And I jammed my ring finger. I couldn't wear my ring for wedding ring for like over a year.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you for the call, Sally.
No toe rings for you either, AB.
Connie, what happened with you that you got injured in an embarrassing way or this was a family member?
My son was bowling in a tournament in high school and the ball hung up on his thumb and he went down on the lane. The ball went straight up in the air and came down and he broke his clavicle.
Oh! This is straight up like cartoon style.
Yeah, that's like bowling disaster.
Yeah.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Kevin, that I made you mad to hit the chair.
Connie, we've moved past it. I appreciate that. Thank you. It's all good now. It's all good.
Oh, my God. Nothing worse than like video game injuries and bowling. Very tough, manly things.